I have a question from a, let me see what exactly his name is, Prashant Kumar Pandey. Spiritual life begins with acceptance of a self-realized spiritual master. So how can the person who himself is very low in spiritual understanding recognize the self-realized soul? Yes, it's a very interesting paradox. Rupa Goswami does list acceptance of a spiritual master, taking shelter of him as one of the first items of devotional service. Of course, devotees can fulfill that requirement because they, first of all, accept there the principle is, or at least Rupa Goswami's emphasis on immediately accepting a guru is that you need to get guidance. Spiritual guidance. Spiritual guidance is already here in the Krishna consciousness movement, both from Vaishnavas and, of course, from Srila Prabhupada in terms of his books, instructions, and so on. So that part of the requirement is the immediacy of that requirement is fulfilled. Kanishtha Adhikari devotees cannot really recognize how advanced someone is. What Prashant means by what does he mean by someone who's self-realized? Does he know? Self-realization may take different forms, and gurus take different forms because Vaishnavas take different forms. Gurus form or start with talking about spiritual masters. There are the Shravana Guru, those devotees, Vaishnavas, whom we regularly hear from. Perhaps the first one who brought us to Krishna consciousness, we call the Vartma Pradarshika Guru. So he is one spiritual master. Then there's the Diksha Guru and there's the Shiksha Guru, with all of them serve different purposes. The Shiksha Guru is not just someone who is giving instruction, but he's someone who plays a very important and dynamic role in spiritual advancement. That Shiksha Guru may be the Diksha Guru also, but that's an individual case. One sees how that really evolves. Someone who not just initiates and gives the mantra, but also guides all the way to perfection. Devotees who are on the platform of advanced Madhyamadhikari, they will have a intellectual understanding of what self-realization is all about. Why? Because they will understand the principles of Shastra, and they will be able to guide others accordingly. This knowledge is one of the real symptoms by which one recognizes a spiritual master, and ultimately devotees will be able to choose a spiritual master not based on knowing what their internal realization is, but what their external attainments and characteristics are. Shabde Pradinishtatmam Brahmani Upashraya Shrayam. Someone who's taken complete shelter of Krishna, who is learned in Shastra, who has strong faith, who follows his guru, follows the guru parampara. And now I've repeated, but we'll repeat again, and who is well-versed in Shastra, in scripture. In addition to this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says an advanced Vaishnava is someone who preaches, who makes others devotees, who opens temples, writes books, distributes books for the benefit of fallen souls. These are sort of external symptoms of spiritual attainment, spiritual advancement, preaching. And these one can see when they are present, then at least one can be assured that yes, this guru is at least a Madhyam Adhikari. And of course, he has the symptoms of a sadhu. Karunina Titikshava, Karunina Surina Sodadehinam Ajata Shatrava. He follows the practices of a sadhu. He's a simple, austere, he's not corrupted by wealth, followers, etc. And one should study someone for that. As far as self-realized soul by dint of actual spiritual realization, even there in the self-realized sphere, there are different degrees of spiritual attainment. Jiva Goswami gives three. He talks of those devotees who have attained Krishna's eternal company, association, parshada deha, that they have bodies that are qualified to serve Krishna directly. So an example of that is, for instance, Narada Muni. Then there are those who are free from all material attachments, but not yet attained a transcendental form, or necessarily even their swarup. And the example of that is Shukadeva Goswami. And then there are those who, like Narada Muni as a boy, who are advanced, but still there is some tinge of material inebriety, as Narada Muni also had, in terms of his longing for residing in the forest, in the jungle, solitude, bhajananandi. So all of these three are uttama adhikaris. They all have at least bhava, if not prema. They're transcendentalists. And they're definitely, well, they're self-realized to different extent. These are more rare. There are rarer. And in a preaching movement where we need to spread Krishna consciousness around the world, most likely the majority of the devotees will be Madhyam Adhikaris, and with the hope that those Madhyam Adhikaris become Uttam Adhikaris by dint of sadhana, that they become sadhana siddhas, and then in that way they can also progress or advance. Spiritual masters also advance in spiritual life, or at least those who are not already on the topmost attainment that I mentioned earlier. So those are some things about principle of guru and what it means to recognize or accept the spiritual master. Once again, external symptoms will be relevant to those who are beginners, those who are even intermediates. Realizing the internal attainment of spiritual master is for the very advanced disciples already. Hare Krishna.